black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you.
They're zombies.
You are joining the online studio. You are unmuted and can speak with the host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is Raven Blackheart, and you're listening to Black Helicopter News. A zombie is a fictional undead corporal revenant created through the reanimation of a corpse. Zombies are most commonly found in horror and fantasy genre works. The term comes from Haitian folklore, in which a zombie is a dead body reanimated through various methods, most commonly magic. I have a question for you.
Do you believe in zombies? I do.
Why? Why, you ask? Well, that's easy. The reason I believe in it is because of this History.com article written by Thad Morgan. Are you prepared for a zombie apocalypse? The U.S. government is. So I'll put this link in the show notes, as well as a couple other links that we'll be checking out too in relation to this article. Supplemental material. And do you believe in zombies? That's a serious question. Let me know in the comments below. Alright, back to business. The U.S. may have one of the largest armies on Earth, but even the Pentagon has taken no chances at being caught off guard by an unusual foe. In fact, in 2011, the U.S. Department of Defense released a strategy to combat a potential zombie apocalypse. While the potential opponents might be fictional, the military took it seriously. In fact, the first line of the Counter-Zombie Dominance Plan, or CONPLAN 8888-11, states, quote, "This plan was not actually designed as a joke," unquote. The origins of the plan can be traced to training exercises held in 2009 and 2010, during which young officers participating in the Joint Operational Planning and Execution System realized the potential upsides to planning for a hypothetical zombie attack. With roving zombies as the target in these fake scenarios rather than enemies in real life, there was a much smaller risk of this plan being taken seriously. Their argument is that this fantastical idea of battling zombies could help newcomers, noobs, think outside the box when it comes to devising creative strategies and tactics and fallout tactics. The Pentagon states, quote, "Our intent was to place this tool into the wild so that others who are interested in finding new and innovative ways to train planners could have an alternative and admittedly unconventional tool at their disposal that could be modified and updated over time." This also tapped into the growing pop culture fascination with
zombies.
The first zombie tales date back to 17th century Haiti, where zombies were believed to be African slaves who had committed suicide and weren't allowed to pass on and return home. As a result, they would be forced to work on the plantation for eternity.
Eternity.
Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Record Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Record Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Record Shop on eBay.
The terrifying and thrilling myths surrounding the undead really caught on in the U.S. with the release of the 1968 film, ready for it, The Night of the Living Dead, one of the best Halloween movies of all time. CONPLAN 8888-11 laid out a 31-page strategy in three parts, which I'm putting a link in the show notes, so you can follow it to the Scribd page for it. You can only see a preview of it if you sign up for Scribd or have a Scribd account. You can read the whole entire document, but at least just getting the link to see that it exists, you'll realize, you could see the fact checkers know that I'm actually providing sources. It's a legit 31-page strategy in 3 parts. The table of contents is ridiculous. That's really all you need to see. So, 31-page strategy. First, create and uphold a defensive plan to protect humankind from mind-munching predators. Super predators. Second, establish procedures to eradicate any threat of
zombies.
And third, restore law and order to a war-ridden economy.
Law and order.
The zombies are classified into 8 categories ranging from your run-of-the-mill undead, created through bacteria and pathogens in the air, like chemtrail pathogens, from unknown sources, like black helicopters, to vegetarian zombies who eat herbaceous foods to satiate their unending craving for, quote,
brains.
Of these 8 categories, only one is based in reality. The potential threat of chicken zombies originated with the 2006 incident in Petaluma, California, where the unsuccessful euthanizing of poultry using carbon monoxide resulted in haunted hens crawling out of the piles of their slain brethren and walking around until their bodies died of internal organ
failure,
leaving no stone unturned. Conplan 8888-11 also includes possible legal ramifications of attacking zombies. Laws prohibiting military violence, both domestically and internationally, are only geared towards human and animal life. So in the case of an invading horde of unknown pathogenic beings, zombies seem to be fair game. The Pentagon isn't the only governmental department to use zombies as a learning tool. The CDC has also played off the popularity of The Walking Dead and other zombie-related cultural phenomena, releasing a zombie preparedness plan, which I'm putting a link in the show notes, to better inform the public of what to do if or when a disaster strikes. So, folks, what do you think? So, moving on to Conplan 8888-11, I'll just read some of the table of contents, just to give you an idea of where this would be going. Zombie threat summary, environmental effects, legal considerations, logistics, execution, areas of concern, etc., etc. And this is a real document, 31-page document, Conplan 8888-11, which you can get on Scribd.com. You have to be a member. You have to sign up for a membership to see the whole document, or you can find it on your own. So whichever method you feel like, whichever route you want to take, but it's out there for you to get. It's out there. The truth is out there. Remember that. So going on to that, the other thing I'm sending you a link for is the CDC. So it is the actual CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention site, and I'm on a page on that site, Public Health Matters, Preparedness 101, Zombie Apocalypse. So they give a brief history of zombies. So I know you have some background information. They start off with some background information. In movies, shows, and literature, zombies are often depicted as being created by an infectious virus, which is passed on via bites and contact with bodily fluids. Harvard psychiatrist Stephen Schlossman wrote a fictional medical paper on the zombies presented in A Night of the Living Dead and refers to the condition as ataxic neurodegenerative satiety deficiency syndrome caused by an infectious agent. The Zombie Survival Guide identifies the cause of zombies as a virus called solanum. Other zombie origins shown in films indicate mutations of existing conditions such as mad cow disease, measles, and rabies, and who knows, folks, maybe even coronavirus. But the rise of zombies in pop culture has given credibility to the idea that this could actually happen. That's why I asked you at the beginning of the show if you believed in zombies. Some of you said yes, some of you said no. Now, at this point of our show, did anyone change their answer?
Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen One. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen One, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today.
So, this is on the CDC site. What do you need to do before zombies or hurricanes or pandemics, for example, actually happen? First of all, you should have an emergency kit in your house. This includes things like water, food, and other supplies that get you through the first couple days before you can locate to a zombie-free refugee camp, or in the event of a natural disaster, it will buy you some time until you're able to make your way to an evacuation shelter or re-education camp or FEMA camp, or utility lines are restored. Below are a few items you should include in your kit, but here's a quick little bullet points. Water, 1 gallon per person per day. Stock up on non-perishable items that you eat regularly. Medications, this includes prescription and non-prescription meds. Tools and supplies, utility knife, duct tape, battery-powered radio, etc. Sanitation and hygiene, household bleach, soap, towels, etc. Clothing and bedding, a change of clothes for everyone. Important documents, license, passport, birth certificate, etc. First aid supplies, just a basic first aid, like you just need a med kit. Just a med kit from Fortnite. Maybe some blood packs and stim packs from Fallout 76, maybe, perhaps. So once you've created your emergency kit, sit down with your family and come up with an emergency plan. So, you know, they go into details on this. So I'll give you that. So that's just about going to wrap things up. Read that article. Check out those pages. This will take us on to one last link, actually, last minute. Top 10 zombie apocalypse conspiracy theories. We're going to look at number 2, Haitian zombie powder. I'm looking at right now a picture of a zombie, a real life one, someone from about 1962. On May 2nd, 1962, he was found unresponsive in his home and presumed dead, buried, but exhumed by unknown parties as punishment for breaking a Haitian code of honor. He was administered regular doses of Jimson weed, which causes extreme hallucinations and a form of hypnosis, under which influence the user will obey any order. He was enslaved on a sugar plantation until the owner and the witch doctor controlling him died, which he was giving no more doses of the poison, eventually regaining his health and reuniting with his family. Conspiracists claim that the government could use these toxins, that they could spray over the population. Anyway, that's going to wrap things up for this episode, this Halloween episode. Thanks for spending it with me. I hope you had a great time. Hope you had a great day. Happy Halloween. For Black Helicopter News, I'm Raven Blackheart, signing off.
Muted.